This is JIS News. Coming up, expansion works to be carried out on main international airports, JDIP completion date extended, and Finance Minister defends adjustments to property taxes. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Pack up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA.
Now the news. Jamaica's two main international airports are scheduled to undergo expansion works. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davis, says a runway overlay project is underway at Sangster International in Montego Bay. The government is also moving to expand and upgrade the facilities of the Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston. Dr. Davis says work on the Norman Manley International Airport will be done through a public-private partnership arrangement. He adds that a capital development master plan drafted in 2004 is being updated as part of the terms of reference for phase one of the project.
When completed, the master plan will guide decision makers in determining the mandatory capital development program. Although we have not finalized the details, we do know that the capital development program includes the extension of the runway, the establishment of runway end safety areas, and the lengthening of the runway zones to comply with both the requirements of the International Civil Aviation Organization as well as our own Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority.
The Transport, Works and Housing Minister was addressing a recent press conference to provide an update on developments within the ministry. The deadline for the completion of the Jamaica Development Infrastructure Program, JDIP, has been extended to June 2013 to facilitate the completion of several projects. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davis, says JDIP was originally scheduled to be completed at the end of the current fiscal year. However, the completion has been delayed due to the rate of progress on some original projects.
During that fiscal year, 2013-14, approximately US $50 million is the outstanding amount. And the government's 15% is reflected in the supplementary estimates as savings, but it will be carried forward in 2013-14 to complement the 85%, which is provided by the Chinese Exim Bank.
Some of the outstanding projects include the Kasha Park and Queensborough Bridges in the corporate area and the Westmoreland Bridge in St. Mary. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the adjustments to property taxes are necessary to clear arrears, especially for the payment of streetlights in communities across Jamaica. Based on the adjustments, owners of property with an unimproved value up to $100,000 will be required to pay a flat rate of $1,000 per year. Dr. Phillips says these adjustments will provide some of the revenue needed to close the budgetary gap as required by the IMF.
In a situation where the provision of streetlights and solid waste collection for all communities is paid from the property tax, and the payments, particularly for street lighting, are in arrears, the increase in property tax seems fair. I should just remind that the streetlight arrears will be accumulated by the end of March this year, amounts to some $2 billion. There is an urgent need for us to deal with this.
The last review of property taxes was conducted in 2010. The new rates will be implemented on April 1, and the measure is expected to yield $1.5 billion. And the Ministries of Youth and Culture and Education have launched Jamaica Sings as part of celebrations for Jamaica Day 2013. Jamaica Sings seeks to further encourage Jamaicans to take pride in the creative aspects of their culture. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Sydney Bartley, says singing has always been an integral part of Jamaica's cultural legacy.
The time when we stopped seeing ourselves as Africans or Indians or Chinese and started seeing ourselves as Jamaicans was very much linked to the opportunities and the occasions in which we started creating our own songs in this space.
As part of the Jamaica Day celebrations, persons are being asked to pause at 11:45 a.m. this Friday to sing Bob Marley's One Love, as well as recite the words of the National Pledge. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.